Grace be unto you and peace from God. From our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the topic of the sermon, I will read from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, beginning with verse 12 to the 24th verse. And the words are in Jesus' name. Neither there is salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. And now they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all the men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years, on whom this miracle of healing was shewed. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." Amen. Beloved brothers and sisters, listeners of the word, I am sure this portion of the Bible, which we just heard, is very familiar to us. We have heard of it at services many times. It has been explained. And even we have examined this and we have read it. In this portion of the Word of God, or the Bible, there were two familiar apostles to all of us. two disciples of Jesus. Jesus had called these disciples to follow. When Jesus began his missionary work here on this earth, here in the Gospel of Matthew, it says that Jesus said and preached the repent, for the kingdom of heaven draws nigh. But when Jesus walked to the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrea, his brother, saw them cast down the nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus says unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of the people. So here, Peter and Andreas left their nets and began to follow Jesus. Jesus continued. He saw two brothers. He saw John and his brother. There they were fixing their nets. And Jesus asked, them to follow him. Yesterday evening, we heard through our dear brother how many people have different types of obstacles to follow them and the Lord Jesus. Whose obstacle is their wife or their family? Who had bought a new field or and so on? The enemy of the soul always finds these obstacles. That we would follow the Lord Jesus. Here, John and Peter, they were very different by their personalities. Just as we remember in the Bible and in the books of the Gospel, it speaks a lot about the apostles. We remember Peter as a boulder, or the one who brags. That if anybody else would, he even bragged about how he would die for Jesus, that he would follow him. But we even remember what happened to Peter. Peter was found where he denied Jesus. That before the rooster crows, that you will deny me three times. This is what happened just as Jesus had predicted. John, then again, we know and we remember as the apostle of love. He was very dear to Jesus. When Jesus set forth the communion before his suffering and death, in the Bible it relates how John, he was at the foot of Jesus. How in many other different portions of the Bible it relates how the apostle of love was above all, was dear to Jesus. Jesus loved all of his disciples, but these brothers were very dear to Jesus. Peter was straightforward and was very ready to state his own opinion about matters. And because of this, he had difficulties. Jesus had given to his disciples a promise about the Holy Spirit. Do not leave Jerusalem until this has happened. In many different portions of the Bible, it is brought forth here. For example, I have paused before this portion of the Word of God where Jesus turns to his Father. Before he went to fulfill his heavy duty. But above all, he prayed on behalf of his own. Here in the Gospel of St. John, it is said how Jesus turned to his Father. I am not of the world, but I will come towards you, dear Father. Save those who you have given to me on behalf of your name, that they would be one among us. I was with them in this world. I treasure them who are with me, that the fulfillment of the Bible would be that not one would be lost. But now I come towards you, and I speak of this world, that they would have my joy, that my joy would be fulfilled. I gave them your word, and the world despised them because they are not of this world. For I am not of this world. I'm not praying that you would take them away from this world, that you would protect them from evil. This was the prayer of God Jesus even continues here, that we would be protected in this faith I'm not praying only on their behalf, but on behalf of all those who hear his word and would be by faith able to take it, perceive it in their hearts. Jesus is there on the right hand of praying on behalf of you, dear brother and sister. Isn't it securing to believe in this way? We have this type of a one who prays on behalf of us in heaven. Jesus came to the Sea of Tiberia. He went there to see his own. To Peter, who had fallen, he had received the grace of repentance. It is not told in the Bible about how it happened, but we understand it, that Peter had received the grace of repentance. When Peter and Jesus saw each other, and Jesus' sight, he cast his eyes upon him, and it was full of love. He did not. He did not deceive Peter, but Peter, in that sense, he cried. As we already mentioned, that in the Bible it has not been written and said about how it happened, but we know. But when Jesus, he said, "Feed my sheep, guide my sheep, and feed them." When Jesus had asked Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" It is said, Peter became sorrowful that Jesus asked it three times, that "Lovest thou me?" We could even think in this way, that Peter here was thinking about what he was predicting, that before the rooster crows, that you will deny me three times. This portion from the Acts of the Apostles, which we just heard, is at the beginning of the book of the Apostles. Here it is said. Before our text, it is related, which we just read. How there was much awakening in that time, or repentances. There were many people who accepted the word of God. God had opened his word. People became distressed over their sins. In this way, they were able to return into the kingdom of God. Here it is said, in this way, in the second chapter, after the happenings of Pentecost, the 3,000 men received the grace of repentance. Many great happenings happened. Jesus had promised to his disciples the Holy Spirit. It was as if they saw that the flames of the fire laid down upon them, and they were able to speak in many different languages. It was a great miracle. That Jesus meant here, that what he had said many times to his disciples, to go throughout the world that the word of the gospel is meant for everybody. It's not only for the Jews. Here in the service site, in front of the big tent, there are 19 flags. It shows how the gospel of the kingdom of God is brought to many different countries. There are about just as many different types of nations that were mentioned during here in the time of Pentecost. Even people in our nations, we have had the time of repentance. For example, I remember my own home village in Kuusamo, in Mäntylävaara. You elders, brothers and sisters, remember this, how there were summer services in Mäntylävaara. People who are a little bit more foreign. Then when we speak of these summer services, it is often discussed about how cold those summer services were. It was cold in a temporal sense. But those of us who were organizing it, we were a little bit worried before services. We were worried because how will people be able to live with all these mosquitoes? Another thing we worried about was that there was a beautiful lake there that encourages people to swim. How we can stop people from swimming. We did not have those types of problems. God gives the perfect weather, but even though it was a little bit cold, I believe in this way, that in the service tent, it was full to the brim. I did not make it in there too often because we were the ones organizing services. We had duties, just as the people here who are from Äänekoski and the other nearby congregations. They have been here organizing it. And we can be thankful to the Heavenly Father that how well it has been organized, but above all, that the grace sun has been able to shine. It is said that there in Mäntylävaara, during one service, 90 people received the grace of repentance. That the following night, that the lights were not turned off in the village. They were carrying their sin debt, just as the crippled one who Jesus healed. He went and carried his bedding. We have, even at this service, heard of this. And it has even been preached from it. Peter and John, they had gone into a temple. In the previous chapter, it relates that they went into the temple at the ninth hour. Peter and John had gone to listen to the word of God. And Jesus had given them an example. In the Bible, it relates how Jesus went according to custom to the temple. We have been able to be here for almost a week at the listening of God's word. Pretty soon we will leave from here to our everyday duties, each and every one of us. But how important it is to follow the instructions of Jesus, that we would borrow our ears to the Word of God. In this time, it is so often, even during the week, we're able to listen to the Word of God. Even through the multiple ways, we can find the Word of God more often. In this way, God benefits the latest technology to bring forth the Word of God. Here at the gates of the temple, there was a man. He was for 40 years. He was a lame man since, he has been a lame man since his birth. He was at the gate of the temple asking for alms. I have silver and gold, I have none, but such as I give thee, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. This man was able to walk, but the most important thing that had been opened to this man, he did not thank the brothers, but he praised God. And through the power of God, this miracle had been done. And this is what this man understood. Following this, these brothers, John and Peter, through the high priests took him, and they were questioned about what they had done because they were questioned that in the name of Jesus the Nazareth they had done this miraculous work. And so these brothers they were questioned. We can only imagine how it was not easy for Peter and John that these same high priests had just been the ones who were judging Jesus into the cross, on the cross, to die on the cross. But Jesus had said unto his own, "Do not marvel at that the world will despise you. It despised me, and it also despises the Father. The world despises because of the word that I speak." He even said this to the disciples, "You shall be brought forth into the high priest. Do not even worry about it then. The Holy Spirit, which is in your hearts, will tell you what you must do. It will give you the correct words at the right time." So the brothers boldly brought forth the word of the gospel. Here it is said when they saw the emboldenness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And they even saw the healed man standing next to them. Even the people there were supporting the brothers. It was a difficult spot for these high priests. They couldn't punish them, even though they would have wanted to do it. But because of the people, they did not dare to punish them. They commanded them to go aside of the council, and they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called men and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But what did Peter and John answer? "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God." This is the type of answer the brother gave to the scribes and the high priests. Here in the next chapter, in the fifth chapter, it says, how these brothers continued doing the duty which they were given from Jesus, to continue to all throughout the world and preach the gospel, repent, and believe upon the gospel. And this is the sermon, this message. The children of God today, we bring forth into the world, even at these services. There is the calling voice of God. It is heard. It is heard quite broadly throughout the world because of the internet. And we have heard of it here at this service area to tens and thousands of people. God has richly blessed our services. Hasn't it been so, dear brothers and sisters, that only thanks be unto God? He has so abundantly blessed us, and He has kept us in a small place. That is what Jesus prayed. "I do not pray that you would take Him away from this world, that you would be protected from all evil. The enemy of the soul clings to us as a roaring lion, just as the Bible says. We have, even yet today, our secure is that grace gospel which has been echoed here. I would like to relate of it to you, dear brothers and sisters. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Unto peace, freedom, and joy of the soul. Unto the joy of heaven. For this reason we are believing that we would once make it to the glory of heaven. I know that those of you listening through the different media, there are many people that I know who have been unable to come to these services. They have been ill, or whatever the reason may be. I would yet like to relate to you, to those of you who are at home, the gospel. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. On to the peace, freedom, and joy. This word of God is calling even unto you, to you prodigal son or daughter, you maybe from a believing home. When you hear the calling voice of God, do not harden your heart. Repent. Return to your Father's house. It is the hope of the Heavenly Father. It is also the hope of all of us, brothers and sisters, that each and every person would be able to be partakers of this grace kingdom. As I came to this place, I had many temptations, doubts, that will God help me? We believe that God will help, that He will give those words, the words that He wants His children to hear at that moment. I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, can I remain believing all my sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus? I want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.